Are you Qadibari? Come closer, brothers. Bayan will be in English, inshallah. Come closer. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله my respected brothers and elders honorable ulama kiram as we heard in Jummah bayan the fadail of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma we want to discuss about today what happened in Karbala how it took place what was the asbab and the means of Karbala After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the door of Khilafat, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, then Umar radiyallahu anhu became the Khalifa. In the time of Umar radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, whenever he used to see any kind of fitna, he used to deal with the fitna. Our Ustad Mufti Zainul Abidin, Mufti Raudin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he taught in Makkah for 20 years, Alhamdulillah, he used to say that the word fitna also was scared for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Ki jo fitna, khud jo lafz hai fitna, usko bhi Hazrat Umar se bahut dar lagta tha. So there was one person in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Saba. This was the greatest enemy of Islam. Bahut bara dushman tha Islam ka. So he wanted to spread fitna in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. But he was scared so much that that person he couldn't speak anything. Because he knew, if I speak something about any kind of fitna, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu will deal with me. Hazrat Umar mujhe foran khatam kar denge. Shaitan used to run away from Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So what about Abdullah ibn Saba? So he never had chance to spread any kind of fitna in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. Understand very carefully where this thing started from. So there are people still in Islam that they want to spread fitna and they hate Islam so much that they want to spread fight between the Muslims. So Abdullah ibn Saba, he taught it, how can we spread fight between the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? But when Umar radiallahu anhu was still alive, he never had any chance to spread. In the time after 10 years of Khilafat, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu came. Hazrat Usman was soft. So he had a chance in the time of Usman radiallahu anhu. So he went to Misr. Now listen carefully. He spread this kind of fitna that the deputy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was supposed to be Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, not Usman radiallahu anhu. The cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Usman radiallahu anhu. Is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, not Usman. So Khilafah is supposed to be on to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So people of Misr, they were new Muslim and they accepted Islam from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They never knew that who is Usman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So So Abdullah ibn Sabah, he spread this kind of fitnah. He said that Ali radiallahu ta'ala was supposed to be deputy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not Abu Bakr, not Umar, and not Uthman, na'udhu billah. And people, they won't speak also about how much love the three Sahaba they had for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this thing we discuss in Jummah Bayan. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that, "Oh Hassan and Hussein, wallah, you are more beloved to me, more dear to me than my own children also. Ki aap mujhe mere aulaad se bhi zyada pyare hai aap." As he made it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to love them so much also. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, special one day, he ordered a clothes from Yemen for only for Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. So just imagine what kind of love here. So Abdullah ibn Sabah, he started spreading fitna. So people understood what Abdullah ibn Sabah is saying is right, 100% right. Let us follow him. So he made one jamaat, one group. A puri jamaat tayyar kar liya usne. Then he came to Medina. And he told Uthman radiallahu ta'ala that live khilafah. This khilafah supposed to be go to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Uthman said, "Did Abdullah ibn Sabah, I won't leave Khilafat because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me. Did Uthman, you will become a Khalifa. You will become Amir al-Mu'mineen. And people will try to take your leadership from you. Don't leave it. Usko chhodna mat." So Uthman radiallahu anhu said, "Abdullah ibn Sabah, I won't leave this Khilafat." So they stopped food and water for Uthman radiallahu anhu for 40 days. How many days? 40 days. Now understand. When Hazrat Uthman was in his house for 40 days, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he told his sons Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu to patrol and to guard the house of Uthman radiallahu anhu. People, they won't speak about this. Log inko bayan nahi kare. Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at isko pura bayan kare. But they won't say that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu told his own son to protect Uthman radiallahu anhu. Hazrat and Hussein, and Hussein radiallahu anhu used to guard the house of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. After 40 days, he martyred also Uthman radiallahu anhu at 35 AH, after the hijrah 35 years. Then Ali radiallahu anhu became Khalifa. Ali radiallahu anhu became Khalifa. When Ali radiallahu anhu became Khalifa, some people, they said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, "We need to take the revenge of Uthman radiallahu anhu." Hazrat Ali said, "If entire Muslims are united, then inshallah we will definitely take the revenge of Uthman radiallahu anhu." But after 5 years, Abdurrahman bin Mulzim, he was the greatest enemy of Islam also. He said that we can kill Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and Amr ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu. Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu. If we will kill the three Sahaba, the Muslim, they will become weak. Musalman kamzor ho jayega. They said this. So Fajr time, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was coming out of his house to read Fajr Salah, Abdurrahman bin Mulzim was standing there, and he attacked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and he became shaheed. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, that time he said that my deputy will be my son, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. Hassan radiallahu anhu became Khalifa for 6 months. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my son Hassan is a leader. Allah will take such a work from him that he will make peace with such a jama'at between two Muslims. Remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said two jama'at, and he said two jama'at will be Muslim. The jama'at of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is Muslim, and the jama'at of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala also is Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said only jama'at. He said two Muslim groups. Do Musalman jama'at ke darmiyan mera bachcha, mera grandson, jo mera nawasa hai, wo sulah karayenge inshaAllah. So Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu made peace between Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and Hassan radiallahu anhu. And Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they both made bay'at on the hands of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Dono ne unke haatho par bay'at ki. Dono. People, they said, na'udhu billah, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, they never accepted the khilafat of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, ki wo to sulah karayenge. So how can we deny? So Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu, and the cousin of Hassan Hussein and radiallahu anhuma, three people, they went and they made bay'at on the hand of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Muawiyah used to love them so much, used to give them so much respect. Hazrat Muawiyah also used to say that I love Hassan and Hussein more than my own family also. کہ میں میری اولاد سے بھی میرے خاندان سے بھی زیادہ میں حضرت حسن حسین رضی اللہ عنہ سے پیار کرتا ہوں. After 19 years حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ خلافت was for 19 years 19 سال کی ان کی خلافت تھی. When the last moment of his life, just you need to understand very carefully, حضرت معاویہ made مشورہ with the people. مغیرہ ابن شعبہ رضی اللہ عنہ also was there. So they said, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was thinking, because already Sahaba, the Muslim, they had fight already. And already they had ikhtilaf. So Muawiyah said that we don't want to spread more bloodshed. So Hazrat Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu also gave his opinion that, oh Muawiyah, you can make your deputy your son Yazid. Remember one thing, Hazrat Muawiyah never had any intention. His intention was good. That I don't want to spread blood between Sahaba and the Muslims. Because Banu Umayyah, maybe they won't accept any other person as a leader, they will accept Yazid. Because they were a great family in Sham. So Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also gave opinion to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that my opinion also is this, that you can make your son Khalifa. Then Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu made decision that my son Yazid will become Khalifa. And he had strength also, alhamdulillah. He was very intelligent also. But Hazrat Muawiyah never knew that what will happen later. Hazrat Muawiyah ko malum nahi tha. Na'uzubillah, people they speak bad about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How can you speak about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Nabi says, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fi about my Sahaba. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he was Katib al-Wahi. He used to write the Wahi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Muawiyah's sister was in the nikah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the daughter of Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu was a great Khalifa of Islam. And he used to worship so much. One day he missed Tahajjud Salah, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. He cried so much that the shaitan next day came to wake him up. He said, read Tahajjud Salah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has mentioned this incident in his kitab. He said, Muawiyah said, who came to wake me up? He said, I'm shaitan. Is shaitan? He said, yesterday you cried so much that Allah gave you the reward more than Tahajjud also. So I thought that you can read Tahajjud so you can get the reward of Tahajjud. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala bahut bade the, bahut sahabi thi, was a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said that my deputy, my successor will be my son Yazid. Few sahaba accepted him. But in Medina, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, the grandson of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the grandson of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, they never accepted Yazid. They never accepted. Later, Abdullah ibn Umar also accepted. But Hussein radiallahu anhu, at that moment, he went to Makkah. Yazid, his friend, they said, who never accept me, force them to accept me. Unko majboor karo mujhe qabul karne par. So at that time in Sha'ban, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Makkah. And then Ramadan started. And then after Ramadan, the people of Hajj started coming in Hajj. That time Yazid never said nothing. So when people used to come for Hajj, the people of Kufa, they used to bring letter from Kufa to Hussein radiallahu anhu. And they said to Hussein radiallahu anhu that you can come to Makkah, that you can come to Kufa, we will accept you and we will make you our leader and we will help you against the zalimin, not Yazid. Remember one thing. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu said that he had 18,000 letters from Kufa. How many letters? 18,000 letters from Kufa. Then he went to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. We can learn one lesson from here. And he went to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. And he asked, Ya Mashura, if you want to do something in our life, you can go by our elders and ask them. The grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he's asking, Ya Mashura, that what is your opinion? So what we learn from here, if our parents are alive, we can take Mashura from our parents. If our parents are not alive, we can take Mashura from our elderly people or from any alim. But Mashura mein khair hai. We must make Mashura. So Hussein radiallahu anhu asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Umar said that, oh Hussein, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my opinion that you mustn't go to Kufa. He said, Kufa wale bade bewafa hai. They will break their promise. And they break promise already with your father also. Because they call Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And they broke the promise. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu said to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, to Abdullah ibn Umar, I got 18,000 letters from Kufa. So first, he sent his cousin Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu anhu. He said, just go and check the situation. How's the situation there in Kufa? So Muslim bin Aqil, he went to Kufa. And he saw, mashallah, the situation are good. Everything is good, mashallah. So wherever we go first, we can send someone to check the situation. Ki wahan ke halaat kaise hai? Sometimes people, they call us, even when I wanted to come UK, I came first myself last year. Maine halaat dekhe phir main aaya. So even when you want to go somewhere, we must see the halat and the condition first. Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Kufa. 18,000 people came out just to welcome him. 18,000 people. And 18,000 people, they made bay'at on the head of Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just imagine. Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu anhu. They made bay'at. Muslim bin Aqil, he wrote a letter to Hussein radiallahu anhu here. Alhamdulillah, everything is good here and everything is going really well. Alhamdulillah, you can come to Kufa. Then again he went to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Again he went. When he went again to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, there is a letter from Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now you can go. He gave permission. Okay, ab ja sakte. Sometimes when we will make mashura, my respected, but we don't know how the people are there. But when we will make mashura, Allah will put khair inshaAllah. Prophet Sanaullah, when he completed his university, he wrote a letter to Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Okay, my university may complete ho gaya, alhamdulillah. Now I want to go and study somewhere else. Where I must go? So he said he must go and study in France. Mashura. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said he could study in France. So he said, Mawlana, wahan to kuch nahi, there is nothing there. He said, aapne mashura poocha, main aapko raay de raha. So then he accepted. When he went to Farhad, long story cut, alhamdulillah, because of them, Allah took such a great work from them. Such a great work from them. He made mashura. So mashura mein khair hai. So now Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made decision that I will go to Kufa. 140 people. Now we know only 72 people. But 140 people from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the children of Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the children of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and many, many other sahabat. And the children of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali Asbar, Ali Akbar, and the sister of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine, they started going to Kufa. When they reached a place called Zubala, a person met him. He came to Hussein radiallahu anhu. And he said to Hussein radiallahu anhu, blessed Hussein, let me tell you, I know you got many letters from the people of Kufa. Their hearts will be with you, but their sword will be against you. Unke dil aapke saath honge, lekin unki talwar aapke khilaaf honge. He said, I got a letter. That time the governor of Kufa was Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, great scholar and a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, Yazid, someone told Yazid that Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala came to Kufa and 18,000 people made bay'at on the hands of Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala. So immediately he changed the governor from Nu'man bin Bashir to Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, who was a fasid person, fasid fajr. And he told Ubaydullah bin Ziyad that force people to make bay'at on your hand. Remember, Yazid never told Ubaydullah bin Ziyad to fight with the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never told that you must kill Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala. When we will do against our elderly people, jitna kaha itna karo. When we will do something they never told us also, then fitna will come. He's a lesson as well. Then fitna will come. So Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, he forced people and he said to the people of Kufa, if you all make bay'at on my hand, then we will fight with you. So they broke their promise. And they wrote a letter to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. How many letters? 18,000 people. First day, 6,000 people accepted Ubaydullah bin Ziyad. Next day, 5,000 people accepted him. And then 6 people were only left. How many people? 6 people were only left. That who was Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala. Then Ubaydullah bin Ziyad said, where is Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala? I want to kill him also. So he was in someone's house. So he said, he stayed in my house. Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu anhu started running. So he went to one old lady's house. So her son, he wanted something. He wanted the gift. So when Ubaydullah bin Ziyad came, he said, if I tell you where is Muslim bin Aqil, what you will give me? Inna lillah. Just imagine, for a small gift, people can change their religion also. Sometimes we can give some gift, my respected brothers, we will change our whole conditions. Remember one thing, whatever promise we made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Definitely Allah will ask us about our promise on the day of Qiyamah. وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا. Allah said in the Quran, جو بھی وعدہ کیا ہے کل قیامت کے لئے, Allah ہم سے پوچھیں گے. What we can learn from here? We must not break promise. We must not lie. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummati will do each, everything. But they won't do two things. They won't lie and they won't break their promise. وہ جھوٹ نہیں بولیں گے اور اپنا وعدہ توڑیں گے. So whenever we make promise to someone, we must try to fulfill that promise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day someone told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will meet you at this place here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there for 3 days, continuously. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I made a promise and you made a promise that we will meet here. So I used to come. Then after 3 days, he came. Let's imagine. So what we learn a lesson from here? When we do any kind of promise, we must try to fulfill that promise. So that person, he said that Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, he is in my mother's house. You can go and check. He's hiding there in that house. So Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, he went there and he took out Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala and he murdered Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala also. That time Hussein radiallahu ta'ala already got a letter from Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala. He said that don't come to Kufa. Thing has changed. People has changed. Now already he left Makkah. So he made mashura with his family. What we want to do now? So the children of Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala said that we want to take the revenge of our father. So we have to go to Kufa. Another sahaba also said, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, the children of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, the children of Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah, Abbas, Ja'far, and the children of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. So they said, we want to take the revenge of our cousin Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala. So we will go to Kufa. When they reached to Kufa, so Hussein radiallahu ta'ala said, he first said 3 conditions. He said, let me go and speak to Yazid, or let me go to any border, I will fight with the kuffar. And then the third condition, he said, let me go back to Makkah. Let me go back to Makkah. So Hur bin Yazid or Amr bin Sa'ad, he took the three conditions to Ubaydullah bin Ziyad. He said, these are the three conditions of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ubaydullah bin Ziyad wanted to accept the condition of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Shimr bin Jawshan, he was sitting there, he was an enemy, and he had the hatred of the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart. He said, Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, if you give him permission now, if you let him go now, tomorrow he will come with a great army and he will fight against you. We got this opportunity, we can finish and destroy him. Ubaydullah bin Ziyad said, yes, it is true. So people of Kufa, 1,000 people with Hur bin Yazid king, with 1,000 army to fight against Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And then after, Amr bin Sa'ad, he came with 4,000 people. And why the people of Kufa, they wanted to fight with Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Ulama has mentioned, because they wanted that Yazid must not know about our letters. That how many letters we sent to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If Yazid will knew, or Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, if he knows about our letters, so each and every person will be killed in Kufa. He said, because of you, Hussein radiallahu anhu came in Kufa, because of you people. So they wanted the letters must be destroyed also, and we can destroy Hussein radiallahu anhu. But Hussein radiallahu anhu took out the letter and started reading. He said, this person sent me letter, this person sent me letter. Oh people of Kufa, what are you doing with me? What are you doing with me? So they stopped the water also. Some narration they said 10 days. Some narration they said 3 days. There was no water for the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At that moment also, my respected brothers, they were worried about their salah. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu made tayammum. And he was reading salah at that moment also. Today, my respected brother, a small reason, we miss our salah. We miss our jama'at. What will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? Just imagine. Salah, there is no compromise about salah. Kisi haal mein bhi namaz maaf nahi hai. Sometimes our masturat, they busy in kitchen, they busy so much. The last minute they will read salah. Someone asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the best action, Ya Rasulullah? To read salah at awwal time. When salah, when azan say Allahu Akbar, we will put each and everything. We tell our masturat also, our family also, कि जब नमाज का वक्त हो जाए हम सब कुछ बंद कर दें सब खत्म हम कोई घर का काम नहीं कोई काम नहीं. When we will read salah on time, my respected brothers, Allah will love us, inshallah. Allah to guarantee that I will give that person Jannah. ये बहुत बड़ा सबक है हमारे. It's a great lesson for us. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the battlefield also, they never opened their barda. You worried about the aparda, you were staying in the tent. Just imagine. What lesson we can learn from your masturat? That always keep ourselves protected. Protect our chastity. Hameh sabki hifazat karni hai. This is a lesson from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment also. And they were stood up on truth, on haq. That whatever happened, we will give our life for Islam. We will give our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Small children were there. Chote chote bachche the dood pite bachche the. If they wanted, they will accept them. So Ubaydullah bin Ziyad came. Shimr bin Jawshan, he came to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. We don't accept the three conditions. Now he must make bay'at, he must do bay'at on the hand of Shimr bin Jawshan. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu said, when I never accepted Yazid, how can I accept you? How can I accept you? When you never accepted Yazid, how can you accept Ubaydullah bin Ziyad? And thus other people are fasiq and fajir. How can I accept you people? How can I accept you? They said, we will fight with you. He said, whatever you want to do. But we are the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll give our life for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll give sacrifice for our children and masturat also. But we won't live Islam. We won't live what is haq. We'll give whatever you want to do, you can do with us. For For the sake of Allah, for the sake of Islam, you have to sacrifice everything. You sacrifice everything, inshallah. Allah will become happy. Before they started fighting, it was Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala gave one khutbah, the last khutbah. He said, "Oh people of Kufa, you don't remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal-Hasan wal-Husayn sayyida shababi ahli al-Jannah." He said, "Oh people of Kufa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told that Hassan and Hussein, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah." Wa Jannat ke sardar hai. You know you're fighting with who? He gave this khutbah. He said, "Oh people of Kufa, I'm the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm the son of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know what are you doing?" At the moment he was giving khutbah, he said, but people never accepted it. It was taqdeer, whatever he said. On the 7th of Muharram, Sa'd Muharram, they started fighting. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had his son in his hand, Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullah alayhi. Still a small child. He was thirsty so much. He said, "Oh Zalim, my son is thirsty, please give him water." Sinan, a name, Akhtar bin Sinan, he shot an arrow to Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullah alayh. He became shaheed. Just imagine Hussein radiallahu anhu, he had his own son in his hand. He was thirsty from 3 days, he never had water also. And Sinan bin Akhtar, he shot an arrow and straight came to his neck and he passed away. He accepted this also, but he said that we won't give our hands in the hands of Zalim. We won't give our hands. They started fighting. Each and every person became shaheed. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, at that moment also, he was worried about his salah. He made tayammum and read salah. And on the 10th of Muharram, Shimar bin Jawshan, he shot an arrow to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala on his neck and he went into sajda. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, he came and he took a sword and he separated the head of Hussein radiallahu anhu from his body. And Ubaidullah bin Ziyad said, "Let the horses run on their bodies." See, what qurbani they give, my respect. Ye deen hum tak aise nahi pahuncha. It came with a lot of sacrifice. Bahut qurbaniyon ke baad aaya hai. See ourselves. Where are we standing today? Where is our family? Hamare bachche kahan hai? Where is our children? What sacrifice we giving for the effort of Islam, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What sacrifice our children they giving, our masturat they giving? Just imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he had to ask us questions, what answer will give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah ki Nabi ko kya jawab denge? Kya muh dikhayenge? 72 people became shaheed. 72 people. And then the beloved head of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was brought in front of Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. He had a knife in his hand. And he stood touch with his knife the lips of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, a great Sahabi. Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, Arqam, you remember in Makkah? When people of Makkah, they never used to give permission Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make ibadah in Makkah to Mukarram in Ka'batullah. Arqam radiallahu anhu gave his house. His son Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, he was sitting there. And he said, "Oh Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, move your knife from his lips. Wallah, I have seen many times the lips of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing the lips of Hussein radiallahu anhu. Move your knife from him. I have saw many times that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu's lips." Then the entire, those who were left, the masturat, everyone. He made dhulam. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, he was in Zalim. Shimr bin Jawshan, he was in Zalim. At that same place, Mukhtar bin Saqafi, after many years, when he became a leader, that Ubaidullah bin Ziyad's face, head also was brought in front of him. And wallah, people, they started saying, the snake is coming. And he entered from his ears and came out from his ears. Entered from his nose, came out from his ears. And he burned each and every person in skin. Dhulam ka badla, dhulam hi hota hai. When we will oppress someone, wallah, any kind of oppression, any kind of dhulam, remember one thing. On the day of Qiyamah, that person will take revenge from us. That person, and someone is mazloom and he will make but dua for us and will curse, that dua will go straight to heavens. any kind of dhulam on our family, hamari masturat par, hamari biwiyon par, hamari gharwalo par, whatever dhulam you will make on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask us. On our friends, on our family, on our children, Allah will ask us. So remember, Allah protect us from dhulam. May Allah protect each and every person. Then Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, just Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, he told his sister Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, listen, that don't worry, don't cry. When you see my body, when you see my janazah, O Zainab, don't cry. That time you must make sabr, read salah, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't cry loudly also. Wawela mat karna. What lesson do you give it? You are the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, we must be the example for other people, oh my sister Zainab. When they went to Sham, to Yazid again, the wife of Yazid came out. She never knew anything. When she saw Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she started crying so much. That, oh Yazid, what we have done? You have killed the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap logon ne qiyamat barpa kar di isko. Yazid never knew anything. Remember one thing. He sent Ubaydullah bin Ziyad as a governor of Kufa, and he changed from Nu'man bin Bashir to Ubaydullah bin Ziyad. And Yazid told Ubaydullah bin Ziyad only to force people to accept him and make bay'at on his hand. He never told Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, Shabr al-Jawshan, that you must kill the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billah, sometimes you speak bad about the family of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Na'udhu billah. Remember one thing. Some people got different kind of opinions. Our Mufti Ridha al-Haq Sahib used to say that you mustn't say any kind of bad words to the family of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. If you speak bad about Sahaba, wallahi, our Imam will be in danger. Our Imam will be in danger. ہمیں اس کے بارے میں کچھ بات نہیں کرنی ہے. صحابہ دے سو مچ لو. حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, انہیں دیہت اختلاف. One person wrote a letter to معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and he said that we heard that your friend is against you. Wallah, he wrote a letter again. Oh, dog of Rome, oh Rumi Kutte, if you will come and fight against Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, wallah, his brother will be first that I will fight against you. And I will become the friend of Ali. And they were friends. Unka dil ek tha, they had ikhtilaf. But their hearts were united, my respected brother. Their hearts were united. When they saw, then Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, then Yazid, he prepared a lot of gifts for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He prepared so many gifts, and he told the people, take the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Medina. And all the family which were left from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all they came to Madinatul Munawwara. This is the history of Karbala and the lesson we can take from the many, many lessons, my respected brothers and elders, that we need to bring the life of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. We know, we understand on the 10th of Muharram he became shaheed, but how much Quran we send it as Isal al-Sawab to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed on the 1st of Muharram, inshallah, we're going to discuss next week, inshallah. But when, how much Quran we said it, as he said, Sawab to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed. How much we said, Isa alayhi sawab to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They don't need our Quran. They don't need our Isa alayhi sawab for our own benefit. Hamari khud ke nafay ke liye. We must send them, my respected brothers. We must send. We must send every day, send Isa alayhi sawab to the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. When we will send them, inshallah, what will happen? Allah will become happy with us, inshallah. Allah will become happy. When you go to Medina also, before we go to Medina, we must send some gift for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine if a person goes to a king's house, just imagine, or goes to his parents' house, and they said, and he goes without any gifts. He came after like 20 years, after 50 years, and then he went to meet his father in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, wherever it is. And he went without any gift. What people will say? Ki aapko sharam nahi aati. Apne maa-baap ko milne ke liye aate aur koi hadiya lekar nahi aate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much ihsanat he put upon us, my respect. And we go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any gifts. Every person who goes to Medina, my respected brother, at least if you go to Medina, one Quran for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must send this gift. And we must send 1,000 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before we go to Medina. And if we go without any gifts, what will happen? Unko zarurat nahi hamare gifts ki. They don't need our gifts, but it's our own benefit, my respected brother. We must send some gifts to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we will go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we will make salam, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this person, mashallah, he sent so much of durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent so much of Quran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy? You know, when a son brings a gift for his parents, what will happen? His parents will be happy. Ki mera bacha mere liye hadiya lekar aaya. And he will tell you the whole city and whole town, ki mera bacha ye laya, ye laya, ye laya. So make intention, inshallah, my respected brothers and elders. There are many, many lessons that we take from Karbala, inshallah. We will try to bring that lesson in our life, inshallah, also. And we will tell our children also that who was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we will bring the life of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum in our life, inshallah, my respected. They used to read so much of Quran every day. They used to read tahajjud every day, my respected. They used to read 100 rakat nafal, my respected brother. So we all try to bring, inshallah, their life in our life, inshallah. We discuss about Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In our houses, they must know that who is Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When you won't speak about Sahaba and they will listen from someone else, they won't know also what people are speaking. Isliye unko Sahaba ki muhabbat hamare bachchon ke aise ghar de. When someone speaks bad about Sahaba, then immediately they must know that these people are speaking lie. Immediately they must know. Wallah, today I used so many chat GPT and this and that and that, and they ask. And sometimes we don't know also what they give an answer. And sometimes people, they speak bad about Sahaba, na'udhu billah. So we tell our children, every Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a Jannati. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is happy with them. So Sahaba, they happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we speak bad about Sahaba, what will happen, my respected brother? We will lose our iman. You know, there was one person, a great Allahwala, a great scholar. And everyone must have this desire, alhamdulillah, that if I had to, in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will do this for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will do this, me ye karunga, ye karta, ye karta, ye karta. So he went to sleep. He saw something in a dream. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They were on mountain and they were sitting something. And the light was supposed to now, it was already just a few minutes left. That Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fall from the mountain. So this person who was seeing this, if I was supposed to be in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye karta, ye karta, ye karta, he was looking for a stick or for the wood, how can I protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he saw down Allah, Sahaba, they were sleeping already to protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So we must bring the love of Sahaba in our life. Speak about Sahaba so much in our houses. Speak about the Masturat Sahaba so much also in our houses. Whatever lesson we can take, wallah, we can take from the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Whatever difficulty will come, we will see the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and we will take the lesson from there. InshaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu mulku lahu alhamdu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma ashfi maradana wa marada al-muslimin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-'afwa wal 'afiyata fid dunya wal akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatal firdaws wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin.